new, did you get a new Greek Bible?
I did, large print. yeah, concession to middle age. All right, welcome to Greek Club at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. We are broadcasting today from high atop Advent Eschatology Tower. We can see to the east and we'll be able to see the return of the Lord like an 82nd of a second before anybody else. So that's a beautiful, clear day here today. And we are reading the letter to the Hebrews, and we're in chapter 10. And I believe we had read verse 1, and then verse 2 was a little difficult. I think we rushed through it a bit. So I thought we might pick up at verse 2. It's actually a fairly difficult construction. And as I was recalling what I had said before, I think I made at least one mistake. So we'll go back and clean that up. But as you'll recall, the argument of the writer to the Hebrews here is it's all about the superiority of Christ's high priestly office and the superiority of Christ's atoning sacrifice over against the shadow of things which the law offered to Israel and to the people of God. So verse 10, if we can just maybe pick up there, you can see in the first line, I won't read it in Greek, but law is the subject, and believe it or not, you don't get the verb until the fourth line. Udepita dinatai. The law was never able, and then the infinitive at the very end of the verse, teleosai, to complete, weak aorist infinitive, those who approach. And in the middle of all that, you have a predicate position, well, not in the middle, you have a predicate position participle at the beginning, having. So the law, because it has a shadow, and you might say only a shadow, a skion, now you have to reach after law of the about-to-be good things, not, and we ran over this last time, not the image itself, autain there in the predicate position is intensive, not the image itself of the matters, kat heniaton, according to year, or year by year, by means of, dative of means, the same sacrifices which has they bring, prosferuzin, esta die nekes, continually. So to clean all that up, the law, because it has a shadow of the good things and not the image itself of the matters, year by year, by means of the same sacrifices which they bring continually, is never able to perfect those who are approaching. Okay? And so the argument is, as kind of homely as this sounds, the very fact that you have to do it over and over again means that it wasn't sufficient. Right? That's part of the writer to the Hebrews argument. Now we get to verse 2. So let me read that again. And I think what I had neglected to see, as little as obvious as it may seem, is that this is a question, right? So we have a nice problem here at Greek Club. We have an anticipation of the ingathering of the Gentiles, right? So here, we're on Mount Zion. That's where we are. We're broadcasting from Mount Zion. Yeah, so. So, yeah, right. That's what people pat me on the head and they say, whatever you say. So let me read verse 2 in Greek and then we'll whack away at it. Epe uk an epausanta pros pheromenai diato me de mean echen etis sinedes in hamartion tus latruantas hapax kekatharis menus. Now, that's a fairly complicated sentence, and it begins by looking up, okay, what in the world can epe express? And the lexicon, it means since or otherwise, and believe it or not, this is shorthand for a contrary to fact conditional sentence. The clue to that would be the on, uk on epausanta. Paomai means to cease doing something. And you have to translate it something like this. Otherwise, if it were the case otherwise, they would have, would they not have ceased being brought? That's kind of how you have to render it, with a question. Would they not have ceased being brought? And this participle, pros phenomenoi, is completing the meaning of epausanta. Would they not have ceased being brought? And now we have dia, ta, plus infinitive, which is a causal construction. And the subject of the infinitive, believe it or not, is at the end, tus la treuantas, a participle, the worshiping guys. Because the worshiping guys have, they would not have ceased being brought because the worshiping guys have no knowledge of sins once having been cleansed. Now, that's a very wooden translation, but you get the sense of it. That is, if those sacrifices had stopped, then if those sacrifices had been sufficient, then they would have stopped doing it because nobody would have remembered their sins, because the sins would have been taken away. That's the point. But because they didn't stop, it means there was still the consciousness of sins. And that's actually the contrast, or the other shoe that falls in verse 3. So verse 2 is actually very difficult syntactically. It's kind of, in a sense, the apodosis of a contrary to fact conditional sentence with a causal construction attached to it, dia, ta, plus the infinitive. So is that all? Yeah. So if you're feeling like this is fairly complicated, you are correct, right? Welcome to the letter to the Hebrews, right? So the on is really the key of what is the first way to crack what's going on here, right? So just because this is the first day of the term and we're all feeling pretty happy, we won't pause anymore in verse 2, which will make us feel bad. We'll just move on to verse 3, right? Which is a lot easier. And it's short, right? And in fact, we'll get 3 and 4 together. So in Greek, all en autais anamnesis hamartion kat heniauton adunaton gar haima tauron kai tragon af irene hamartias. So the other shoe is, but, verse 3, in them, feminine, sacrifices, in them, no verb, supply the linking verb, is anamnesis, remembrance of sins, kat heniauton. And again, kata plus the, plus the accusative, can have what's called a distributive force, that is year by year or every year. It's a fairly common thing. It's in the lexicon. By the way, if you're in the mood of to label genitive modifiers, right? Remembrance of sins. What kind of genitive would that be? Objective genitive. Because in the noun remembrance, there's a verbal idea, remember, right? And that's why the people kept coming back to the sacrificial system, because they kept remembering their sins, right? So that's the argument. And then verse 4, he explains it. For adinatan, no verb, right? Again, this is another, Greek loves these little impersonal constructions. It is necessary. It is impossible. Here it's just an adjective, unable or impossible. And so you have to supply the linking verb. It is impossible. What? Here's the it. Blood of bulls and he-goats off Irene. From obviously off Iro, to take away sins. So in English we might say, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Right? Now I have an Old Testament exegete in my right hand here, and a New Testament PhD student and point guard on my left. So on my right and my left. I mean, this is fantastic. Yeah, you have to understand this argument, salvation historically, right? It's not as if God did not give what we might even call true means of grace to his Old Testament people. He did, right? But in light of the Christ event, those Old Testament means of grace must be seen as never being complete in and of themselves. And they were the shadow. And now that the reality has come, you can't go back to the shadow. So it's a very interesting historical argument, right? And it's a reading as type and anti-type, which is pretty standard for most Christians. So, questions about verses 3 and 4. Anything at all about especially the syntax or the grammar? No. Okay? All right. Again, this is pretty tough sledding. I say this because I see some cheerful first time to Greek club faces. Don't be overly discouraged. If you like, we'll go back to John 1. In the beginning, right, was the word. I have a lot of vav consecutives, right? Wow consecutives. Right? Okay, now we get a very interesting, and I'm really glad I'm not teaching a course in Hebrews because I'd have to do a lot more work before I understood this hermeneutically. We get an interesting citation from Psalm 40. So verse 5. Dia, eis erkamenas, eis ton kosmon lege. Thizian kai prosferan uk e thelesas, soma de kat tisomoi. And we'll just kind of take that much. Dia is just a little conjunction, means therefore. Eis erkamenas, there's no subject around, it has to be the he of lege. And so we'll take this present stem participle, middle deponent, as a predicate position and maybe temporal, as or while he comes into the world, lege, he says. And in context, the he, I think, is Christ, because he's doing a kind of a David, greater than David typology from Psalm 40, which is a Psalm of David. Okay, and again, we won't get into all of that, but if you need to know more about that, talk to Dr. Lessing, who's right over here next to me, right? So therefore, as he comes into the world, he says, now there's the verb, uk e theleson, from thelo, and you might remember that thelo augments with an eta, not an epsilon, because the original form was e thelo, and then it's been changed. So this is just an weak aorist indicative active, second singular, nothing se e, a, right? So you didn't want sacrifice and offering. A prosfaron is just a freely given offering. Rather, de, but, soma, a body, kat artiso. Now, this is actually a difficult form. It's from kat artizo. It's a weak aorist, and it's actually an indicative middle, second singular. Instead of main u-ta, the secondary middle passive endings in the weak aorist are main o-ta. So this is just a second singular. And it's from katartizo, means to prepare or repair. Okay, like the, I think the fishermen are katartizoing their nets when Jesus calls them in Matthew 4 and Mark 1 and so forth. So a body, you prepared. What middle force does this have? For yourself? Moi, dative of advantage. For me, dative of respect, with respect to me. Okay. Now, I'll just mention the interesting thing about this Old Testament quotation. The interesting thing is that the Septuagint here is pretty different from the Masoretic text. I think, Reed, it reads, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but you opened my lips, or something like it, Psalm 40.
No, you opened my ear.
That's what it is, you opened
you
my
dug,
ear.
Literally.
Okay.
Yeah, you dug
Psalm
into my ear.
40, verse 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's what a master would do to a slave, you'd put an owl.
Yeah, boring through the ear, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
What's going on.
Right.
Yeah, Oznayim Karatali, ears you cut for me.
See, isn't that great? I want him on my right and my left.
Well,
yeah. Not to take away from Will, but. Yeah, so the wording of the Septuagint is actually very different from here, and the interesting thing is that it sort of depends on the Septuagint wording, because a body you, God, prepared for yourself, for me, or with respect to me, because in just a minute it's going to be the body of Jesus, which is the once-for-all offering. See? So it's a very interesting hermeneutical move that's going on there, into which we will not get at the moment. But grammatically, it's not too bad, right? It's just a couple of aorist indicatives. Parsing kat tisso is a little challenging if you forget what the weak aorist does in the second singular middle. Other than that, it's okay. Questions about verse 5?
Perhaps the ears are, you know,
a synecdoche for the body. That's kind of what I think is often, right, often suggested, right? Right. Okay, good. Let's press on then to verses 6 and 7. 6 is quite short. Holokautomata kai perihamarteas uk eodakesas tate epon idu heko en kafalide bibluu gegraptai peri emu tu poiesai hathaas ta thelemasu. So here's some vocab time, right? So you look words up. Holokautoma is a whole burnt, is a burnt offering, a whole burnt offering. And this next phrase, perihamarteas, is just a prepositional phrase. But because of the way the Septuagint translates portions of Leviticus, often this prepositional phrase, perihamarteas, is read as a substantive. That means sin offering. By itself, it just means concerning sin. Okay? But it's almost read as if there's an article on the front of it. The concerning sin offering. Okay? There's actually an example of this as well in Romans 8:3, which is also, I looked that up the other day. So we'll take it the way people normally do. Whole burnt offering and sin offering you didn't like. Right? Eodakeo is to be pleased with, to like something. Now, just for those of you that are feeling pretty spiffy about your morphology, we'll just break a rule here. Eodakeo doesn't have a temporal augment in its secondary indicatives. It just remains eu. It doesn't lengthen. So this is actually an aorist indicative. You can tell that, however, only by the sigma of the weak stem and the alpha connecting vowel. See? So it's just an aorist indicative active, second singular. So whole burnt offerings and sin offering you didn't like. Then I said... And again, you have to imagine that this is, in the first place, David, but in the greater sense, Christ speaking. Then I said, idu, which is technically an imperative middle, but it just means behold or look. I don't know, does Masoretic text have hine there, Reed?
No, it's just us, then.
Oh, okay, then, okay. All right, then I said, look. Heiko is, that's just the dictionary form. It means to be present. I am present, or sometimes translated, I am come. En kephalidi bibluu, in the little head of the book. A kephalis is a little head or a chapter heading. Okay? So in the chapter heading of the book, it is written concerning me, tu poiesai. Now, Greek likes to do this sometimes in the New Testament. You'll have the genitive article with an infinitive. It's just kind of functioning as a simple infinitive. And here, it pretty clearly expresses, anybody want to guess? I have come, it is written concerning me, I have come tu poiesai. Infinitive expressing purpose, right? So as to do, now this is hard, hatheos, in this context, has to be a vocative. I have come to do, comma, O God, comma, the will of you. All right? And by the way, you see this elsewhere, like early in Hebrews 1, I think, God, your God. This quotation from Psalm 45, you see the nominative, hatheos, functioning as a vocative. So, but note the sequence. First, David says, and then in a greater sense, Christ. First, David says, you didn't want sacrifices. What you wanted is for me to do your will. Okay? Now, salvation historically and typologically, this is an argument that, okay, God used to want the sacrificial system, but now he doesn't want that anymore. He wants the offering of the body of Jesus. Interesting argument. Yeah. So in verse 8, the writer sort of makes the application. On Ogeron, Legon Hati, Thizias kai prosferas kai holokautomata kai perihamartias uk ethelesas ude eodokesas heitenes katanaman prosferontai. Yeah, let's see. I don't know if we'll be able to get to where the other shoe finally drops here. Anoteron is just a comparative adjective. It means higher. And in rhetorical use, it means above, like above on the page. Like I refer to this above, right? So above, saying that sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sin offerings you didn't want and neither did you like. Heitenus is just a relative pronoun, masculine plural nominative, which things are being brought according to the law. Verse 9. And let's go. We'll get through it and then we'll clean it up next week just to get to the end of the point here. Verse 9. Tata ereken. Then he has said, from Lego, Yadu, heko tu poiesai ta thalimasu. An aire ta proton, hina ta deuteron stese. En ho thalemate hagi asmenoi esmen, diates prosferas tu somatas Jesu Christu f hapax. Then he has said, verse 9, look, I have come so as to do your will. An aireo means to take up or to take away. He takes away the first in order that, stase from histemi, weak aorist transitive meaning, in order that he might establish the second. In which will, or by means of which will, we have been and are sanctified. This, I'm so happy I get to say this. Periphrastic construction. The linking verb plus the perfect participle passive. We have been and are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Did you get all that? It's a very specific, very interesting argument. So let's go back and do the whole thing, and then we'll stop. We'll start at verse 5, and we'll get the flow of it. And then if we need to clean up anything, we can do that. I'll just read it. Therefore, as he comes into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering you didn't want, but a body you prepared for yourself for me, whole burnt offerings and sin offerings you didn't like. Then I said, look, I am present. In the head chapter of the book, it is written about me to do, O God, your will. Above, saying that sacrifice and offering and whole burnt offering and sin offerings you didn't like and you didn't want, which things are being offered according to the law, then he has said, again, reading Psalm 40 typologically, behold, I have come so as to do your will. He, presumably Christ, takes away the first in order that he might establish the second. By which will of God we have been and are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. End of the paragraph. Okay? Very good. Thank you very much. We will see you next week for Greek Club. The word order is weird, isn't it? By which will? Yeah, it's quite common. Yep. I just, when I see that, I just translate it woodenly and it makes decent sense.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Hi. In verse 10, AVS Men, this is from Hagiazo, right?
Yeah, hold on here a second. Let me stop this, baby.